back to Federation A to Z. Let's get started with our recap of Sims 17 and 18 of the 2048 regular season. The trade deadline has come and gone, so teams are riding it out with the talent they have for the next 8 weeks before the playoffs begin. The Frontier League West is in the middle of a four-team race. Anyone could take it over these next 8 weeks. Colorado lost its spot in first place and slid down to third, just 2 games behind division leader Washington, who is 9-1 in the last 10 games. Oregon climbed from 4th to 2nd, also on a 9-1 last 10 games. They're trailing the Resonance by 1.5 games. New Mexico sits 2.5 back of the division lead. They're currently in 4th place. It's very likely that the two teams who miss out on the division crown will be taking both wildcard spots. The FL West is just about out of reach. Kentucky has a 13-game lead over 2nd place California. Ontario leads the Patriot League North by 7.5 games over Pennsylvania. North Carolina stretched its lead to 10.5 games over West Virginia this sim, and there are a number of teams who could make a run at the PL wildcard. West Virginia has a solid 4-game lead for the one spot. Pennsylvania is in possession of the 2nd wildcard spot with a 2-game lead, but Virginia, New York, and Georgia all have a chance to catch up. Some trade news now. The Kentucky Lions added to their pitching staff, trading for 28-year-old lefty Johnny Riley from Ontario. He's got an adjusted FIP of 79 in 64 innings this season. Headed the other direction is 18-year-old righty Norm McCurlich. He's projected to be an excellent relief pitcher once he develops. We'll move on to top performances from the week now. 6'9 Georgia lefty Alan Carpenter wowed the fans this sim with a complete game shutout of Ontario. The 23-year-old was the 14th overall pick in 2041. He's 5-6 with an ERA of 3.36 this season. Kentucky's Roger Peck went 3-for-3 to reach the 2,000 career hit milestone against Illinois. This season, he's also surpassed 300 home runs and 1,000 RBIs. Bill Brodeur, Maryland's backup catcher, had a game to remember against Virginia on July 24th. He smashed 3 home runs off the Diamond Club pitchers. The 3 long balls are his first 3 home runs of the season. 38-year-old Aviators righty Jesus Ortega blanked West Virginia, allowing just 2 hits in a 10-0 victory. He's made just 8 starts this season, but they have provided great value for North Carolina in his 15th big league season. West Virginia Haulers starter Caleb Murphy made a strong start on August 2nd. He struck out 5 in a complete game shutout of New Jersey. He's 10-7 this year with a 4.08 ERA. Now some injury news. Georgia outfielder Eric Steele had a setback in his rehab on August 1st. He'll likely miss another week before he's ready to return to action. The 22-year-old is batting .272 with 17 home runs this season. In the upcoming season, sim, we'll see an important series between Pennsylvania and Virginia. It has big implications in the Patriot League wildcard race. Oregon and New Mexico will also face off as they jockey for position in the Frontier League. And New York will get another shot at Pennsylvania. They're 3-6 against their division rivals this season. As always, thanks for listening. You can find more information about the AFBL by clicking the links in the description. This has been Federation A to Z.